All right, on the end of this week, at the end of our 40 days of praying before Easter, happy Easter, by the way, for tomorrow. Today we're going to pray about churches and church buildings. And you're like, what? Well, remember some of these headlines. San Bernardino County orders cancellation of large gatherings. All churches had to stop meeting together in person. That was March of 2020. Next headline, churches in the Inland Empire are free to reopen at lower capacity with the blessing of San Bernardino County. That's May of 2020. A couple months later, but not everybody got the memo. So then we had to meet in various ways based on the people in the church. And then February 7th, 2021, some California churches reopen after Supreme Court lifts ban on indoor services. Though churches are allowed to congregate indoors, the constant evolving regulations, surges in viral transmissions, whiplash from being masked to unmasked, have put all churches in the difficult position of reevaluating their finances, physical spaces, and investment in equipment and streamline services online could remain the preferred method of attending church even after the pandemic subsides. Many churches had to close because of the issues that it, the impact that it had on them. So when the Bible speaks of a church, what does it mean? It means believers in Christ. When we speak of a church, we're not just referring to a building, but we often refer to it as the building in which a local group of Christians meet. The first Christians didn't have a meeting place. They met in homes. But today, buildings are an important place and part of Christian worship. In Acts 2:46, it describes a large gathering of Christians that met in the outer courts of the temple. Scholars believe that in the first two centuries throughout the Roman Empire, Christianity spread quickly and they would gather in public places in order to attract people who don't know the Lord and who had questions. Interesting, there have been many several places available for meetings, but all the Christians in one city met together in one place. The earliest known church building was in Roman Syria, located on the Euphrates River, was a large house remodeled around AD 240, and it created a large common area and a second room for the baptistry. As Christianity spread, church buildings became more common. Most homes today are not large enough to host the number of Christians who wish to worship, and Christianity has become the largest religion in the world. And in many locations, outdoor meetings aren't possible. So that's why we've had these church buildings. So what do we do and how can we pray that they don't become a place that is just misused or has to close because of financial issues? Well, let's pray. Father God, we ask that it would become a house of prayer. We pray for people when they drive by and see these physical buildings that there would be some creative way that the people leading that church and the people that attend would find ways to draw people to the Lord. It could be a picture, it could be a banner. Lord, you know the creative ways based on the people in that area. We pray, God, that church buildings aren't wasted during the week. They're not empty. But that again, creative ways on how to use it throughout the week, how to get the community involved and reach them with the gospel. Maybe Christian ministries, the ones we prayed about yesterday, could rent some of the rooms. We pray, God, that believers in these churches would live out the gospel in their words and actions, because that really is the church, the believer. And the church is best when people inside the building take Jesus's message outside the building and serve those that they meet. So we pray Isaiah 56:7, these you will bring to your holy mountain and make them joyful in your house of prayer. We pray that churches will have prayer meetings, that they will pray often. They will get the people in the church to pray during their services and at other times. That their burnt offerings and sacrifices will be accepted on your altar, for your house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. May this be done at the buildings that people meet together for you, O God. In Acts 2:42, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship. We pray that happens as well, to the breaking of bread and prayer. And Jesus came to Jerusalem and entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold and those who bought in the temple. He overturned the tables of the money changers and seats of those who sold pigeons. He wouldn't allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. He was teaching them and saying to them, Is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations? But you have made it a den of robbers. So, Father, we pray that the leaders of churches and the people that attend will adhere to the desire of your heart, and that is to make it a house of prayer for all nations. We thank you, Father God, that you can put it on the hearts of people and their leaders to begin to see this happen more and more. May we not be caught having you come in and overturning the things we're doing. May the things that are done in the churches be uplifting, holy, and have your blessing on it. May we never hear that you have said Ichabod upon that church. My glory has departed. God, we pray for your glory to stay in the churches as we do the things that you want us to. Come, O Lord, and awaken us. Revive us. Help us to have a spirit of repentance, a spirit of fire. Baptize us afresh with that fire that we might be on fire for you and that others might come to know you. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven.